party that lost a bet. It was like, I bet you guys won't go up there and play those instruments. And none of them know how to play those instruments.
That's actually a good point. I like that a lot.
There's like certain things like that. That's like, oh, well, like you got to be real intellectual to, you know, to appreciate it. I'm like, or it's just not good.
Yeah.
Dude,
I don't know. Like, so I've heard some jazz in my life that I like. And then the 99% of the other time I don't like it. So
it literally, yeah.
I don't know.
Like modern jazz just sounds like, how fast can you play that guitar? Dude, yeah, that bass.
I do like most of those instruments by themselves. Though, you know, like you ever hear someone like really good on the saxophone, you're like, I get behind that.
Yeah, saxophone would be, that's a Dominican instrument. They love it down there.
Do they?
Dude.
That's a very, I don't know, that's a very cool.
I feel like that instrument is just loved everywhere. I mean,
I was like, Bill Clinton played the saxophone.
SNL, like, I feel like their main, like, their whole thing for Saturday Night Live is, like, their saxophone solos. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
On the intro, like, that dude on the saxophone going wild. And you feel like everyone loves it, though, or else they wouldn't do
it. Yeah, I mean, like, saxophones are pretty chill. When I hear a saxophone, I want to get a Manhattan. I just want to have a nice, strong whiskey drink and just
the alcoholics.
Move.
He's back.
There it is. No. Dude, I like violins. Like, just,
I thought you were going to say violence.
I do. Same. I do love some violence. I do like
just my like favorite Jason, instrument right? is the guttural screams of my dying foes. Is that?
You guys want to start?
You stab a guy enough, he sounds like a bagpipe.
He is a bagpipe.
From
at that
wheezing,
point.
Yeah.
You hear the pull, the blood start to pull up in the lungs. It adds a vibrato.
You guys ready to start?
Yes.
Let's do it. Hey guys, this is Michael.
This is Caleb.
This is Bit.
And we are three guys in ties. All right. So I'm glad we started on a laugh. I'm going to start us off with just, you know, a little softball of a question.
Okay.
Have you guys ever shaved your butt?
I've not shaved all the way to the butt. I've shaved halfway.
Yeah.
Halfway
but
there.
You haven't shaved the, like.
Not the surrounding, no. I mean, like, up to, but not like.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not talking about your butthole. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah. But yeah, like, so I've shaved, yes.
On the inside.
Like the underside, yeah. So, not something I enjoy, if I'm being honest.
Okay.
I'm scared of
this. I feel faster for like a day, maybe two.
I feel itchy for like a week. I don't know what you feel.
Yeah, day three,
the
itches kick in. And that's a tough spot to be in.
Yeah.
Another thing I've noticed.
You can't just scratch your underside. You know what I mean? Like, you can't just be chilling and you can't be just out in public and just.
I mean, you can. Dang. It's just everyone.
But to really get it,
you gotta have a good story.
You can't go from the outside. Like, you got a hand down the back of your pants.
Yeah. Well, now you're looking for sinks. You can't. That's not a hand sanitizer solution. That's a you washing your hands solution.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
But when. Okay. Gross thing I noticed. Like, because we talked about sweating before and how you, like, are always sweating a little bit.
Yeah.
That hair's back there for a reason. That thing soaks up a lot.
Yeah.
Talking about some swamp ass.
Louis C.K. talks about, he's like, there's always like a quarter cup of water down there. And he's like, I don't know where it comes from or why. But he's like, it's just always wet.
Dude, you're not kidding, though. That hair grows down there for a reason. Yeah. Like,
reduces friction.
Stops you from itching? I don't know.
Yeah, dude, ever, the grow back on a shave is just terrible.
It's not good.
Yeah. You guys ever shave your armpits?
No.
Some swimmers do that. I don't know why I asked that, because I just thought of other things that I've never shaved.
I've, like, trimmed it down before.
Have you ever shaved your eyebrows?
No, but one of my buddy's younger brother lost a bet. He had to shave his eyebrows, and he's a heftier kind of guy, and it was a not good look for him.
I mean, did he shave them both, or did he just do the one?
He shaved them both.
I was going to say, if you shave one, you just got to go for the other one, too.
He shaved them both. And it was.
What's the worst bet you've ever lost?
Hold on. I have something on the eyebrow thing. This wasn't a bet. So, I I get like real bad, like unibrow. Like it's like I gotta pay people to deal with it. Like I get them. Why? I don't care. I do. I gotta pay someone to deal with it.
Frida, what's her last? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the Dominican.
Yeah, that Frida lady.
I don't know who you're talking about. Anyway,
that artist, all she did was paint pictures of herself and her massive unibrow.
Oh, cool. Yeah, that's essentially me if I don't pay a professional to deal with it for me. So when I was younger and I didn't have my money, my mom would like, you know, tweeze them and like, you know, have like a little razor and stuff. And one time she screwed up and she shaved like half my eyebrow off one time. And I had thankfully had very long hair at the time, so I just wore my hair down. But you did it to try to hide it. You can't hide it.
It's tough to hide when you're missing part of your eyebrow.
Yeah,
for sure.
It's a rough one. Eighth graders are mean. Yeah. All I'm gonna say. So
you talked about like hand sanitizer shaving your hands. Do you wash your Do you wash your hands in a public restroom?
Yeah.
Like you go, you pee at the mall. Do you wash your hands?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you?
Typically, yeah.
Never. Never.
Why?
Because my everything is cleaner than anything in that bathroom.
I mean, okay.
The second you put your hand under that blowing thing, it's blowing poop particles all around the room.
Use hand sanitizer at least?
I will get back to the comfort of my my desk and I will use hand sanitizer.
That's fair. I'll give you that. At least you're doing something.
But I ain't no pervert. I'm not washing my hands in a public restroom.
I didn't know that made you... Bennett, I guess we're perverts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So no, you just never wash your hands in public?
Hand sanitizer. I'm not touching... Dude.
So you're the 0.1% that's creating the super germ. So it's your COVID's your fault, right?
Yeah, it really is.
Because it's 99.9% of germs.
I'm trying to lead to herd immunity here. One actual fix.
You know what, Dwight's whole thing, he wants hand desanitizing stations instead of hand sanitizing stations. Are you old Dwight Schrute over here?
Oh, here's Michael's
headshot. Oh, I've seen her. Yeah, pretty accurate. That's me if I don't deal with it. So that's worst bet we've ever lost.
Yeah. That's okay. What were the terms? And you ended up losing. What happened? Give me the story of like a bet that you lost.
I'm gonna sound fucking lame real quick. I don't have a good bet losing story.
Oh, I got one.
I've got one too.
Yeah.
Okay. So we were coming back from, I think it was in eighth grade, maybe. Yeah. Because I didn't run track. And no, it was a football game. Anyways, it was eighth grade, and like you play an away game, and for those of you who didn't play like sports. It's like middle school is your first taste of like you're playing another school. It's like
you have to drive.
Yeah, it's not the YMCA where everybody goes to
the same spot,
the park where there's 40 fields.
Like, yeah,
and if you play travel ball, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But like you go in middle school, you go, you know, an hour away, play a game. Well, then afterwards, they're always like, all right, let's feed them. We'll take them to McDonald's.
Your middle school fed you after?
They didn't pay for it, but they were like, okay. They need to eat.
Yeah, they would tell you to bring your own money.
That's fair.
So we stopped at McDonald's, and the bet started of like, one of the guys was like, dude, I bet you can't eat 20 chicken nuggets. I was like, I regularly eat 20 chicken nuggets.
Yeah, that's like, I can do that. I'm not a big guy. Like I can do that.
That's my standard meal. Yeah. Right? I'll get 20 chicken nuggets and a burger sometimes. So it's like, why are you, softball right here. It quickly escalates to like, I bet nobody here can eat 50 chicken nuggets. That's a bigger number.
Did your 20 count toward the 50 at least?
Oh, well, we hadn't started. It was in conversation within 15 seconds, you get a group of guys together. So out of hand. It's like, man, I bet you can't eat 20.
They're like, yeah, I can eat 20 nuggets. Like, and that dude's like, yeah, I can eat 30 nuggets.
Yeah, everybody at this table can eat 20 nuggets. And the guy's like, dude, I could probably eat 30. Yeah. The guy was like, I could easily eat 40. All right, you got a lineman in there. And so the number ends up being 50. So they probably had, in retrospect, McDonald's probably hated this. Because there was like 10 of us. They had to go make 500 chicken nuggets.
Dude, you make like 25 nuggets at a time.
Yeah.
So it gets problematic when people start ordering big.
There's 40 of you all here. Now we got to go make 500 chicken nuggets. And so everybody gets, we're sitting there and everybody's trying to eat. And nobody wins any. There was no like, if you lose, you got to.
Yeah,
if you win.
You get bragging rights.
Bragging rights. That's, again.
You got the 50 nugget club and the losers.
There is a reason women live longer than men. If you could get men separate from other men, our life expectancy would go up tremendously.
I agree with that.
I mean, how many guys have died off a bet? Like, I bet you can't. But you can't tackle.
I hold my beer. Yeah, I watch this.
How many last words are hold my beer?
Yeah,
I can do that. Hold my beer.
Pride kicks in so much. There's a plosive, Michael. Pride.
That was a very big plosive. Yeah.
Pride kicks in with men a lot. So, anyways, we're getting, you know, everybody's eating 30, 35, 40. We didn't even determine a winner because what inevitably happened was you're drinking sweet tea and you just been running and you're hot and you're sweaty. 9 out of the 10 people go outside and just start throwing up everywhere.
Dude. You just reminded me of something I was
so you
one
all
time,
lost
actually.
Except that one guy.
Yeah, that one guy. But he only ate like 20, 25, and he was like, no, I'm going to get sick, so I'm going to stop.
I mean, does that make him a winner or a loser?
No, he bowed out. I mean,
I guess. I think everyone's a loser in that situation.
Really, McDonald's loses in this situation because they had to go make 500 chicken nuggets.
No, not McDonald's. McDonald's thrived. You just gave them a shit ton of money. The guy on the fryer lost.
The employer, because then you have 10 football players throwing up 40 chicken nuggets in their parking lot.
I bet that fryer had to clean it up, too. You just gave him the whole circle.
Dude, it was
circle
rough.
Circle of a life of a chicken.
Typically, though, with like, hey, I bet you won't. Those type of things.
I bet you can't do this.
I'm calculated enough to where it's like, I'm going to win this bet.
Yeah. You made me think of one. When I was a junior or senior, I think I was a senior in high school. So a little too old for the, you're a bitch if you don't, but it happened. So
no one's ever too old.
Yeah,
for
that's true.
That will still get me going.
Yeah,
it
was a group of 50-year-olds at a golf course today that did something dumb.
It was definitely
off of that same context.
Yeah, it was definitely my senior year. I was 18. Like, I'm an adult. Okay. My shop teacher had brought in habaneros for some reason. I don't know what the context of that was.
The pepper?
The pepper.
Okay. I didn't know if there was a Mexican restaurant.
Straight up habaneros, like, and habaneros. I'm saying wrong. Whatever. Straight up. Goes to my table and he's like, you guys want to eat these? And I was like, you're probably right. And he's like, bitch, if you don't. This is my shop teacher, mind you. So we all ate one. Four of us ate one. Three of us, me including. Puked him up. Not a fun time, dude. I had to run to the cafeteria. And, dude, this is how weird my day was. I haven't thrown up yet, but I'm crying. I've just ate a habanero. My teacher told me I wouldn't do. So I just eat it. I'm crying at this point. I can barely speak. I can barely breathe. And I run to the cafeteria, and I'm buying chocolate milk. And I'm chugging chocolate milk to deal with the atrocity I've done to my body. And then I ended up puking and getting sent home. It was a fun day. So
when you puked, did you like make it a point like I got to get to the bathroom?
I puked in the cafeteria in a trash can.
Okay, at least you did a trash can. Yep. See, for me, if I get to a point where it's like I've got to throw up, it's no longer my problem. It's going to be somebody else's problem. It's no longer my problem. My problem is I'm physically sick.
Yeah.
Your problem is now you have to clean up my throw up.
But, bro, okay, what is the worst thing in this world for you to clean up? Like, I'm going to name three. Would you rather clean up blood, poop, or vomit? I know it's a
blood.
Big question.
Would I rather clean up? Definitely
take,
blood.
Let's take blood out because that's not as disgusting. Poop or vomit? Which one's worse to you?
I would say
poop probably is worse.
Look, I got some dogs at home, so it depends on the
human.
Poop. No, okay. Yeah, I understand. It depends on the poop. If it's like diarrhea poop,
I'm not picking
dude,
up
I can't
anybody's
deal with
logs.
I can't deal with poop. I can't. Like, I can clean up vomit. It not my favorite day. Like, that ruined my McDonald's shift. I had to clean up vomit.
Have I told
but
the
I can't
story
clean up
about
poop. Like, I will throw up everywhere.
Actually, this will... Hold on. Before we get too far into this.
Bennett has a bet, yeah.
What's your...
I do. Okay. So, you got to get some backstory on this. Basically, me and a guy, we're playing one-on-one Trivial Pursuit. Okay. I like to think I'm a pretty smart dude. General knowledge, you know, Jeopardy knowledge. Yeah, I know a lot of stuff that doesn't matter, but I do know a lot of stuff. We're playing. The score is tied up 5-5. He gets the question, what do Subway employees, what are they called?
Artists.
Yeah, the correct answer is sandwich artist, by the way. He gets it right. The bet was you had to grow a mustache out for a month. And this was back when I was like 19 and had like the ability to grow a mustache was very much lacking.
There was 18 facial hairs.
Yeah, yeah. There were some long, scraggly peach fuzz on my face for a month. because of sandwich artists. So, fun facts.
Did
fun
you grow out like the rest?
No,
you were just
it was
like,
only the mustache.
Oh, just the mustache.
It was only a mustache. That was the whole thing.
Okay.
And so, like, I shaved every day except for mustache and just let it grow. And I looked real rough for a while.
I have.
It'd have been perfect if it was like time during senior photos.
Kind of oh yeah, that
your
would
parents
great.
Are like, really?
This is how this is the memory we
this
have.
Is how you want to be remembered?
Yeah. So, yeah. If anyone wants to challenge me in Trivial Pursuit, I've been. I need to make up for it.
So.
Yeah,
he's lost before. So.
I've lost before,
it's
but
not an
I'm
unattainable win.
I like once a year grow out a full mustache and I just rock it for like a month and a half, 2 months. You did. I mean, you had a mustache, just a mustache for the longest. I feel like too.
Yeah, the problem with the mustache is like I'm all about it at first. I'm like, hell yeah, this is a good look. And then there's one day you walk by a mirror and you're like, who's this pervert in my house?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I'm the pervert.
Oh, that's
house.
Me.
That's literally what happens, dude. Like every day you're looking at it and you're like you look yourself in the mirror and you're like. It's a stud right there.
Yeah.
Like, you look good. You're loving
it. Yeah, because, like, there is that thing. And, like, those guys that grow out those grizzly beards, you know, it's like,
yeah,
that's, like, a quote-unquote manly thing to even have the capability to be it.
Yeah.
Right? But it really, that all boils down to just, like, lineage of genetics.
Yeah,
like,
I can't grow a full beard.
If your lineage is Icelandic, like, yeah, you're going to grow hair everywhere all the time. You know, like.
Yeah.
But if you... Your lineage is like a very like tropical region. Like there's no genetic reason for you to have that facial hair.
Yeah. Not that long at least.
But, so going back to, cause this leads into another question I had. Yeah. Have I talked about between cleaning up human feces or human throw up?
For that question, everyone. My bad.
Well, no, cause we're about to jump into it. So,
all right. It's going
to
be one of those episodes.
Have I talked about, the time that I was told that I had to clean up?
You just quit.
I didn't just quit. What happened? So this the question is, what was your first job?
Yeah,
what was your favorite job? Right. Mm. So this was like my first job. Technically, was like working. I'm from a very like agricultural area, so it's just like one of the first things you do is like, yeah, you just like do farm stuff for somebody. My first like actual job where it's like, yeah, you get a paycheck type thing. It was a lifeguard. But still, lifeguard's like a loose. My first like job was at a place called Burke's Outlet. It's kind of like a Target, just way, way more secondhand, I guess. I don't know. It's very.
I've been to a Burke's. I think you've described it. And I think, I don't know.
If Ross had a stepbrother.
Is this the good stepbrother?
No. It's like, he's, I guess, part of the family. But,
okay.
So I had a job there. And
he's here.
Yeah. Yeah, he made it or didn't. We don't care. but this, like, 80-year-old woman went into the bathroom and apparently had control issues and destroyed this restroom. And so then my manager comes to me. It's, like, a bunch of, like, 40-year-old women. The manager's, like, a 60-year-old woman. And there's 19, 18-year-old me. They're like, yeah, you're cleaning this up. And I was like, I really can't, there's no way I can do this. And they're like, well, you're gonna do it. I was like, all right. You know, so I'm like, all right, we're going to do this. Pull the shirt up over the nose. And I go in there and maybe 20 seconds late, I'm like, maybe I throw up everywhere. Just due to the smell. It's like, as soon as I go to wipe something, I'm like, it's warm. So I throw up everywhere and then walk back out. And I'm like, hey, so I tried. But now there's poop in there and throw up in there. I was not able to do this.
Dude, you just condemn the bathroom at that point. It's done. It's closed.
And so now there's like some random 40, 50-year-old woman that's got to go in there and clean all this up. But I can't do poop, man.
I can't eat. I legitimately can't. I've cleaned a lot of bathrooms in my life, unfortunately. Like I've worked McDonald's for like 3 years. I've worked at a bunch of different retail places. I had to clean a lot of bathrooms. And man... I don't know what it is, and this might come off as like a little misogynistic, but I swear to you, the women's restroom is always worse, and I don't understand that. There's a lot more pee on the floor that got dribbled in the men's restroom, but there's a lot more presence left in the women's restroom. And I don't know if you guys have had that same experience in your life, but...
Nah, I typically didn't clean women's bathrooms because I don't clean baths. I've never cleaned a bathroom in my life. I made someone else do it.
I did it at Steinmart for a while. I worked at Steinmart for about a year. And, man, that was just like if I was closing, like I was cleaning the restrooms, and man, some nights were okay.
I think if you have a kid, then you get acclimated to both.
I guess.
Yeah, you have to.
But I think where we don't have children, it's like, I've only wiped me.
Dude, I'm telling you, like some nights cleaning the restrooms, it's okay. But some nights you're walking out of there asking for a pay raise.
That's a shout out to like all the people that do like hospice and that type of stuff. Like,
yeah, for sure. It takes a special, like my brother, like he tells me like stuff about his day. So my brother, shout out Robert, he's a nurse. And he tells me like some of the things he goes through. And I'm like, I legitimately, I can't do that.
It almost seems like the best motivator to be like, I'll just become a doctor. Because the doctor ain't wiping someone's butt. That's the nurse.
Yeah.
You know, the doctor comes in like last minute, swoops in, takes all the praise, and then dips.
The doctor comes in with the defibrillator and just leaves. Like,
yeah.
No.
He's like, yeah, you guys know what to do.
Dude, shout out to everyone who's like, is in like the medical field. Like, I can't handle any aspect of that. Like, Robert was a paramedic before too. And like, he didn't deal with a lot of emergencies and everything. But like, the people who deal with like the emergencies, I don't know how you just roll up on a car accident and you just know what to do. Like, I would pass out. I don't get how people
do that. That's going to be a rough first day.
Yeah.
Like, think about your first day on that job.
Dude, surely think about day 100.
Plenty of training.
I mean, you've been trained, but it's like,
when you show up and it's actual, like, there's an actual, like...
There's a dude wrapped around a telephone pole and it's like, oh, that's not a dude anymore, but we still have to, like, address the situation.
Yeah, like I know my limitations as a person, and I'm not the type of person that you want to deal with that.
Have you guys ever been hunting?
No.
It's been a long time, but yes, and I was only like a couple times.
Okay, so have you ever had to like gut a deer?
No.
Dude.
I'm not your guy for that. I'm just saying I'm not the guy.
I mean, it's a leap, but that's essentially a barbaric surgery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And dude, it is vicious. So
do you get a lot of blood on you when you do it?
Oh, and it's warm. It's so cold. Steam's coming up.
I can't.
It's so hot in there.
I want to throw up. I can't deal with
just like Luke and the Tauntaun, man.
Dude. Yeah. Leo and Revenant. I mean, it is.
He cuts open that horse. That was kind of badass.
Because dude, you're literally just like everything.
Yeah, I can't deal with I can't do that. That's just, you know, it's. I think it's a good thing to know your limitations as a human being, and that is my limitation.
What do you
right
think?
There.
Do you think people are naturally predispositioned to like be okay? Because like, yeah, if you're a surgeon or a doctor, like an ER doctor or whatever, ER surgeon, and you've done it for 30 years, like you've seen so many people like not make it and that kind of stuff, to where you become like acclimated to like, yeah, that's just how it goes sometimes.
I think you like kind of get used to it after so long. Like, I think some people are just better at dealing with it than other people, just out the rip.
Yeah,
but like you're not
serial killers, especially.
Yeah, that's
serial
what I was going to say. Yeah. You think sociopathy is like one of those? Like,
yeah. Oh yeah, it definitely helps. But like
if you can control the urges, like you're great. Medical care worker.
You control the urge to not stab him with a scalp. You're pretty good. Yeah. Like, but no, like I feel like some people are better at dealing with that just out of the gate, right?
Yeah.
But like, you know, you're not a brain surgeon without like have to be able to compartmentalize.
I think it
stuff.
I think it comes with some like you have to have some disconnect between like your emotions and your logic centers in your brain, right? Because like your emotions tell you like, oh, it's my fault that this person is like we're going into surgery to potentially save their life, right? If I don't perform, this person dies.
I think the number game is what would kill me on that.
Yeah.
Because it's like if it's a 70-30 that they make it,
yeah,
and they don't make it, I'm like, dang, I only had to score a 70 on that test, mm-hmm. and I failed.
Sometimes like they open them up and like, you know, like the scanning technology isn't perfect, so mm-hmm. they didn't see extra tumor or something. That's an extreme example, but you know what I'm saying. Like, they don't see something in the scan, so they're just kind of going into it. They're going into it with like they essentially saw it with drunk glasses, and now they're going into it. Like, they didn't see the whole picture. They only saw a snapshot, and then they were going into
it.
Do you
think it falls, like, under the same part of your brain where, like, fear and stuff? Like, if you're afraid of heights?
Well, it's flight. I mean, everyone always talks about, like, fight or flight, and I think that kind of goes into just about everything. Like, if you're scared, you're going to react one of two ways. You're
but
either going to...
It's that weird thing of, like, you're not scared of human feces, but you just can't deal with it.
Disgusted by it. Like, right. It is the nastiest.
Is that like a different thing? Because like a lot of your fears are something that are learned. Humans are only born with like a few basic, like falling, dark. And there's only
are we
like
born afraid of the dark.
Yes. It's like a survival thing. But like,
I guess you probably were primate, more likely to die at night.
Yeah, as a primate that's not like nocturnal in any way, we are born to be afraid of the dark because cavemen, when it gets dark out, especially pre-fire, right? You're thinking,
yeah,
like,
there's nothing.
It's terrifying because you got these saber-toothed tigers that are literal nocturnal
and
night
like heights, same thing, right? Like heights are
yes.
It's kind of similar to wolves, right? They're wolves in the wild right now. There aren't many that are actually very aggressive. The reason being because all of the aggressive ones tried to attack humans and died.
Yeah.
And so they got bred out because all of the aggressive wolves would be aggressive, encroach on human territory, and
fuck
then
around
get,
and find
and
out.
And then die.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so same thing.
Mess around with an apex.
People who, people who are not afraid of heights back in, you know, like you said, caveman age. Crawling, you're like, oh yeah, we can scale down this wall, and then they lose their grip and they fall.
Heights are one of those things, even if you don't have a fear of them, like your brain, like vision wise, once you reach a certain height, your brain just can't perceive that depth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you experience like vertigo.
Yeah. Are you guys afraid of heights?
Oh, I'm terrified of heights.
Are you?
No.
Yeah, I'm not really.
Let me think.
I'm not afraid of heights,
but like if I'm high enough, I can feel the anxiety. Like I'm not personally like, oh my gosh, this is terrifying, but I can feel my body naturally reacting and like, yeah, that's too
kind
far.
Of stepping back. Yeah,
I went.
I'm kind of the same way. Like, dude, I'm not afraid of heights if there's a barrier.
I don't really like
me.
The dark more than heights.
So, like, okay, if there's like a 2 foot or like a barrier that's gonna stop me from falling.
Yeah.
I'm not scared at all. I can look down. I'm perfectly fine. But if there is not a barrier, I do not like it.
Here's the thing. You couldn't skydive if you... I mean, you could. If you're afraid of heights, you can skydive. But, like, you wouldn't enjoy it.
But the thing is, dude, you're so high up, it doesn't even feel real. Like, I mean, you're looking down, and you're seeing just plots of land that looks like the size of ants. Like, it's just... I don't know, man. And then once you've been falling, it's just like, man, you feel secure once the parachute's... Once the parachute is settled, you feel secure. And that's fine. The landing part of skydiving is kind of like a scary part because you're like, I'm kind of going quickly. And I have fallen on the ground before, and I know that that's not a forgiving being.
You ever just like jump off the back porch and like your shin feels weird, you know?
Dude, no. I like
I don't,
twisted
I don't
my ankle
know,
earlier.
Jump. I mean, when
you I don't jump
kid,
off things.
When
I'm
you
terrified
kid,
of heights.
When you were a kid.
Okay, maybe a little bit, yeah. So like yeah, I went to St. Louis and like stood at the base of the Golden Gate Bridge and felt like I was gonna throw up because I was thinking of the heights, thinking of how it would feel to be in there, and it made me want to throw up. And I was still on the ground.
You probably have never gone ziplining.
No,
zero ambitions of going.
We need a rope course.
Yeah, barely. I did the medium tier one and didn't touch the high tier one. That like
yeah,
nope.
You probably wouldn't like a ski lift at a
no.
Like
I don't. I've never been
like
skiing.
Ski lifts are sketchy.
I don't like ski lifts. To be fair,
I would never do.
It
that.
Seems, my problem was the thing with a ski lift. It was like, okay, we got a mountain. We don't have to build that.
Yeah.
We need like a little clubhouse down there. We'll build that, and then it's like, all right, we're gonna open up, and then all right, wait a minute, we got to get people up there. The ski lift at every place I've ever been seems like the last thought.
Dude, okay.
Like,
so,
oh, by the way, we need
a way to get somebody.
There's
up to
a
the
guy
top
like turning a wheel just to make crank. It go.
Let me tell you my problem with ski lifts. I have so many problems with ski lifts, but like, I've never been skiing, so I don't know how that works. Like, they already have their skis on, but when you snowboard, you only have one boot in like attached to the board, and you only have one free boot, and that's kind of just difficult to get on the lift to begin with. And now you're just some most have do have like a little thing that pulls down that kind of keeps you set. It's not going to keep you there. Like if you hit some turbulence, you're going to hit the ground type of thing. But the biggest problem is actually whenever you're getting off the ski lift and you're not prepared to get off the ski lift.
It's like stepping off an escalator.
It is like stepping off an escalator with one foot strapped into something that's going to slide and the other foot. To finish that thought, the other foot when you're snowboarding does not want to go anywhere. It's kind of chaotic whenever you're first getting off the ski lift, especially if you're not experienced or it's a ski lift you're not used to.
But sorry for the abrupt ending to our episode. We were on a serious time crunch whenever we recorded the episode, and we ran into some serious technical issues that we just could not fix that night. So we really just had to cut it short. Next week, we'll have a full-length episode with you. Bennett will still be our guest because Tony is on his honeymoon. Make sure you guys tweet at him and congratulate him for his wedding that was this past weekend. You can find his Twitter account. I think it's at Tico, but it's definitely in the description of the Three Guys in Ties Twitter account. So if you go to Twitter, look up at Three Guys in Ties, give us a follow while you're there. But you'll find Tony's Twitter and just go ahead and tweet at him, congratulate him. And a special shout out to our sponsor, Uday, at the Nutty Java in the John City Mall. Stop by there, get your coffee, get some treats, get a meal, and use our promo code SCURVY10 for 10% off your entire order. Thank you guys so much for tuning in this week. We will have an amazing episode for you next week, and we really appreciate all the support we've gotten so far. Bye.